Good morning. Light snow has overspread much of interior New York and New England during the pre-dawn hours, and some locations already have a coating up to a couple of inches of fresh snow on the ground. Low pressure will track from coastal Virginia to a position just east of Cape Cod today. This will keep steady precipitation going, mainly in the form of snow through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon, before tapering off toward the commute home. In the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, closer to the coast, some sleet, freezing rain, or even rain will mix in, as high temperatures will be in the lower to mid-30s across the region. Snowfall accumulations will range from 1 to 2 inches in the central and northern Adirondack, central and northern Vermont, Champlain Valley and lower Hudson Valley, and southernmost New England. 2 to 4 inches of snow for the Mohawk Valley, Greater Capital District, the I-90 corridor through New England and southern Vermont. The Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, Taconics, Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills could pick up as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow before it winds down later today. Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight as high pressure starts to build in, and it will be seasonably cool with lows back into the 20s. An Arctic front will sweep through the region during the day tomorrow, bringing a stiff northwest breeze and a little bit more of a chill to the air, as well as a few flurries and snow showers. Still, high temperatures should reach the lower 30s. Behind that front on Friday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs remaining in the mid-20s. Some places, especially across the mountains, will not get out of the teens. A bit of a break with a weak Alberta Clipper moving through on Saturday and Sunday with scattered snow showers. Temperatures will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday and stay around 30 on Sunday before the next wave of Arctic air and more potent wave heads our way for early next week. Scattered snow showers will accompany that wave of cold air on Monday, with highs staying in the lower 20s and only in the teens to around 20 for highs on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and ice storm warnings continue along the Appalachian Mountain chain this morning as freezing rain is still creating hazardous travel and down tree limbs and power lines. Conditions will gradually improve today as the storm lifts northward along the coast. Meanwhile, sub-freezing temperatures are still an issue for parts of the desert southwest today. Freeze warnings are in effect once again for parts of Arizona and California. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Miami, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time back on Friday, January 4th. The last report of hail was at Lucca, Malta, at 2:45 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility, cloudy skies, and 10 degrees above zero with a west wind at 24 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear and 49 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility, light snow and fog, 28 degrees, with a dew point of 26, 92% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Brooksville, Fort Myers, and Punta Gorda, all in Florida, to a low of 32 below zero at Craig, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, rain and sleet in the upper 30s, Boston, snow and some mixed precipitation, 2 to 4 inches accumulation with highs in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 32, that's 10 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 33 heating degree days yesterday, 547 for the month, and 2,809 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14, the record high 62 set in 1995, and the record low 16 below zero in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:48 p.m. 9 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with light snow today, especially toward Glens Falls. 1 to 2 inches accumulation with little closer to the Canadian border. Highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with snow today, possibly mixing with some sleet or rain at times. Total accumulation 2 to 4 inches with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with snow this morning and scattered snow showers this afternoon. Total accumulation 2 to 4 inches with up to 6 inches in the Catskills, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow this morning, tapering off to snow showers this afternoon, total accumulation 3 to 6 inches, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with snow this morning, tapering off to snow showers this afternoon, total accumulation 2 to 4 inches, highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few snow showers in the lower 30s, a mix of sun and clouds, colder on Friday in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers Saturday back to the mid-30s, windy and turning colder again Sunday with a few snow showers with highs right around 30. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers for Monday and Tuesday, highs in the teens and lower 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.